Madeline is a youth volunteer at Charlie's Free Wheels, an organization that teaches bicycle mechanics to youth. She's also an advocate for mental health, having spoken at events such as those for Sheena's Place, Cam H, and Stella's Place. Her first involvement as a participant with Charlie's was during a leave of absence from the University of Toronto due to mental illness. Bikes have provided an outlet for her ever since, whether it's mentally escaping while working on bikes or participating in a 50-kilometer ride for youth mental health. Her service dog, Cody, has also always been along for the ride. So let's please welcome up Madeline.
So before I get to the bike part, I'm going to talk about the car part. So I grew up in Vancouver. I played sports competitively all the way through. And in 2012, I came to U of T to play field hockey. In my second year, I transferred into kinesiology. And that was also when I had my worst depressive episode. I ended up that December going to the Merge for the first time. And finally, after some treatment, things seemed to be going pretty well. And then I got my first concussion. And then this is the half car part. I had my second concussion when I got thrown out of the Toro. And then a few months later, I was almost cleared and had a third concussion. So that's 3 and 8 months, but I don't think anyone's counted. It's not my doctor. But everything worked out, and in the fall of 2014, I played my first season as starting goalie at U of T. We won Ontario's, and if that picture were bigger in the middle, you would see my distressed face after I yanked out of the dressing room to take a picture after we lost the finals. And then a week later, I ended up having to drop my classes and enter the eating disorder state hospital program at Toronto General. And 2 weeks into that, when the car part comes in. I was in a single vehicle crash on the 401 coming back from Kingston and just lost control. And that call to program on the Monday morning was, hey, so I'm not gonna be there. Are you sick? Well, kind of. I have 3 broken ribs, fractured my shoulder blade, and have a collapsed lung. I'll probably be at Sunnybrook for a week. So 11 days later, surgery on my ribs, a little bit of titanium. I went back to program. I finished that in January of 2015. And things were going okay. I got back to school, and that's when the PTSD hit. And that's where Cody comes into play. And it took about a year, though, of the trauma and things before my life really fell apart. And that's where the bike part kind of comes in. I ended up at Covenant House, New Shelter, and through them, I heard about Charlie's. And at that point, I didn't really have a lot going on in my life. I didn't have school. I didn't have sports. Those were really my only 2 communities, so I was kind of lost at that point. I always liked using my hands. And so when I got in and I did the Build a Bike program, when my hands were covered in grease and my arms and my shirt and my face, and Cody has been black many times, that was kind of an escape for me for those few hours a week that I was working on it and figuring out, you know, how to refurbish this old bike. And by the end of it, I had a new bike, and that gave me a freedom when, you know, I didn't have to rely on TTC, which I think a lot of us bike for that reason. And it also gave me some control. I didn't need to ask someone when something went wrong. I could just go and I could fix it, when really every other part of my life was just out of my hands. So that's my bike. And so that was, you know, a good way to get through the summer. But then I ended up spending the last third of 2016 getting treatment for the PTSD. I spent a month inpatient at CAMH. I did another 2 months outpatient, and things were going really well. And January of last year, I went back to classes, and they were going well until they weren't going well. but I think my friends and I celebrated my birthday pretty well, despite the fact where I was. And then last summer, I finally bought a new bike, and one of the first mental health organizations I got involved with was Jack.org, and Jack Ride is their main fundraiser every year, and so I was like, I'll get the bike, I'm gonna do it. So I went back to school this past year, things were going, you know, getting through, exams came, stressed out, and then right in the middle of exams, we got a call from my brother, told us that our grandpa died. And so instead of riding my bike on the waterfront, I said this was the bike part, not the car part, it was really more so just for self-care than to actually train for this ride that I kind of had forgotten about. And the day before the ride, I was riding, thankfully near Charlie's, because all of a sudden I couldn't shift my gears. And I went in an hour before close, was like, help me. Because if I hadn't, that hill would not have happened at all. And it was going to be a great day. And I was doing really great. But these are my Instagram stories from that day. I ended up spending the night before the ride, instead of getting sleep, taking a friend to the merge. Then the morning of the ride, as I was just leaving my house, I get a call saying, so, our friend is in the hospital right now. She tried to OD last night. So, those 50 kilometers were a savior for me in that moment. I ended up kind of ditching the group, and I just wrote Cody in the front. I can't believe I forgot to put his picture in. I sent it. It's on the event. With his little goggles and his ears flying. Maybe a little massage at the end. And, he loved it. And it was amazing for us. And I can tell you that last hill was impossible because Cody didn't think we were moving and he just laid down while I'm dying there trying to climb this giant hill. He was like, we're done. No. But, so these last 2 years, I went from my life being out of control to, I guess it's been 5 years now, to finally completing all of my first year credits. And since field hockey, which was kind of what I came out to Toronto for, isn't in the picture right now because of the break I had to take from school and not having a spot there, instead of starting preseason with some of my friends, I'm going to go on the first ever Charlie Bike Scout trip up to Albion Hills next weekend. And so I'm looking forward now to a weekend on my bike and spending it with a couple of the people who put me back on it 2 years ago.